So I guess just first off, when you look at this year, you had Ohio State, Iowa, Wisconsin listed 1, 2, 3. Would you say that that's a pretty fair assessment given like what you remember from last season, what you know of those teams having coming back?
Yeah, I would say that's pretty fair. You know, I should qualify that by saying that I am a non-preseason poll guy. I don't think there should be any poll in college football till the first week of October, because you don't know enough about a team's chemistry. You know what players they have coming back. You know how they played in their bowl game, how they finished up their year. But there's a lot of unknown about a team and what they really are personality-wise that you find out in September. So, but based on what you know from last year, I think that's fair.
Look back at Iowa in particular. They won 11-2, won the Orange Bowl, and they have a lot of guys returning this season. Just how good of a team do you think that they could be this year?
Well, you know, obviously on paper, the first thing you look at is that defensive line, and you look at the guys they've got coming back on defense, and you know they're going to be, if they stay healthy, they're going to be relatively stout there and hard to score against. You know, the one thing that I've always thought about Iowa with Kirk being there is that their offensive lines are typically, if not the best, one of the best in the league year in and year out. They've got new guys that they're breaking in this year. I know they'll be well-schooled. They will be well coached, but they may not be as well as experienced as they've had in the past. So that, to me, is the one area, you know, that I want to see when Iowa starts playing. But I think other than the questions that there are a little bit with the offensive line, you know, they look to be very strong if they stay healthy.
And then just recently here you had Commissioner Delaney talking about Big Ten expansion primarily. You were at Penn State and at a time when it was independent, and you saw your school become a Big Ten school. Now you see Nebraska join in the conference. What are your thoughts on just the whole thing of expansion in general? What did you think at the time when you saw Penn State make that jump?
You know, when hey, how you doing, man? When Penn State made the jump, my first reaction was I was not in favor of it, quite honestly, because I liked being an independent. I liked that we had, you know, interesting matchups with Nebraska and Alabama and Missouri and Notre Dame. And then we had our traditional games with Syracuse and West Virginia and our end-of-the-year game with Pitt. And so I missed that, you know, that being gone. As it's gone through the years, I've changed, and I think, you know, Penn State does belong in the Big Ten. It's a good fit. It's great for all the sports, and we're very competitive across the board. And then academically, it's a great fit, you know, institution-wise. So so I've kind of changed my tune on that. With Nebraska, I feel it's a good move. I think it's a good fit. I think Nebraska is a good addition to the Big Ten, and I think the Big Ten will be really good for Nebraska.
Just with the whole talk of them deciding, like, how divisions are going to be split up, how would you like to see it be done? Like, what would be, I guess, your criteria? Would it be similar to what Commissioner Delaney has in mind?
You know, I didn't really hear his answer to that. I think it's something they've got to really think through. You know, and I did hear him say and have heard talk about the desire to go to a 9-game schedule, which I think is probably good if they can pull that off, because they're, you know, it's a tradition-rich, rivalry-rich conference, and they've got to do as much as they can to preserve those. They may not be able to preserve all of them, but they've got to really think through how it fits best to keep certain things intact.
Would you see a way of it making sense where, like, you could have it, like, say, an east-west split? Or do you feel with, you know, Michigan, Ohio State, Penn State, you feel like maybe one of those teams should be in an opposite division?
Well, you know, I think they just got to think through that really well and see what makes the most sense. And, you know, quite honestly, if somebody had to go somewhere, I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if it was Penn State, just because they're outside of Nebraska, they're the newest member to join the league, you know. So even though it may not make sense geographically, it might make sense just in terms of tradition.
And just where do you see the Big Ten going from here? Do you see it as something where it's going to continue to expand? Or do you feel like it could be content with 12 and just adding Nebraska to this point?
I think it could be content where it is right now, but I think they'll also continue to keep an eye towards the future of what other people are doing. You know, I mean, let's be honest. I mean, if the Pac-10 would have really been able to do what they set out to do, it would have changed things really dramatically. You know, if they would have gotten all those other teams from the Big 12, and then the Big 12 is no longer a viable conference, it could have been a much different effect. As it is right now, I think the Big 10 can stand pat with what they have, and but still keep an eye to the future.
All right, Todd.